Welcome to Shorttake. Billy Mind is an editor, sound designer, and supervising sound editor based in Berlin. She approaches film through rhythm, image, and sound, always searching for intersections where stories can be felt emotionally. Billy's path to film began with poetry, art, and DJ sets in Berlin and London, before she shifted to sound engineering and ultimately studied editing at the Film University Babelsberg. In 2025, she contributed to In die Sonne schauen, Sound of Falling, the first German film in 41 years to win an award in Cannes and the official German submission for the 2026 Academy Award nomination. Her filmography includes contributions to the Berlinale, Cannes, TIFF, and the Tribeca Film Festival. We talked to Billy via video call for this interview. Hi, Billy.
Hello. Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Thank you for joining us today. Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's have some fun. And if you're ready, let's dive right in. How would you describe your current mood in 3 words?
I feel focused, tired, and curious.
Okay, interesting combination. What is your favorite way to spend time?
Definitely watching films and talking about them, but also listening to music.
Do you have a secret obsession, one that you're willing to share?
There would be one, maybe more, but that one is a special one to me.
Okay.
It's definitely Terminator 2. I think I watched the film at least 250 times.
Wow. What is the favorite job you've done? And it doesn't have to be film related. It can be anything.
I mean, anything that has to do with sound and editing, it's absolutely something that I love to do and also spend sometimes even my free time with it.
What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
Honesty and loyalty would be the most important qualities of a friend of mine.
Now we're pivoting a little bit. What is your favorite food? And it can be a specific dish or it can be a cuisine.
My absolutely favorite dish is tofu with spicy cucumber. But there's also another one that it's maybe for another time of the day. It's rye bread with butter and fresh tomato on top.
Okay. Getting hungry. If you weren't a film editor and sound designer, what would you be?
Probably an astrophysicist. It's been my dream, actually, since my teenage years. I was thinking about studying it, actually.
Yeah. Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
In real life, I would love to understand and speak all languages. That would be wonderful. To move around the world and just understand and be able to answer also to everyone. And yeah, but they are also absolutely talents, you know, that you can have also only in a fantasy world. So I would take all of the Captain Marvels, definitely.
Okay.
Not all of them.
All right. What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory? And maybe also as an audience member, something that you watched, that moved you or impressed you, like Terminator 2?
So I think there's a moment that I fell for cinema, definitely. Mm-hmm. And when I was a very young child, there was a TV in the room. I was sleeping. I don't know why. But very often I was like going under the armchair of my father who was watching some films, and I can't forget one of them. And that was actually where my love for cinema or films started, I have a feeling, because it was such a strong memory. and it's the picture of Dorian Gray, the very old one, the black and white. I think the year is 1945, if I remember correctly. Yeah, that make an unbelievable impression on me.
What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
The last fully finished book would be The Left Hand of Darkness from Ursula Le Guin. Oh, mm-hmm. It's a book I read already before, but I'm keeping coming back. So I have a time of a year that I'm coming back to certain stuff. Yeah, I had it with me in the last months and just finished.
Okay. And do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
If I could talk about the comic, yes, absolutely.
Okay, fair. I mean, comics are literature.
Yeah, so that would be definitely Captain Marvel is one of them. But I also love Jessica Jones. She's absolutely brilliant anti-heroine, and I love all the stories with them.
Good choices. What is the next possibly German TV series or film that you can't wait to watch?
I'm excited to see whatever comes from Masha Shilinsky, of course. And yeah, there's another brilliant director I'm looking for her next film coming. It's Natalia Sinelnikova. So I'm watching for those two directors.
Yeah. Do you have recommendations for our listeners about maybe upcoming or already established talent? Can be German again, but doesn't have to be. Maybe someone you worked with?
Yes, absolutely. There's an absolutely brilliant editor I would like to talk about. It's Evelyn Rack. I work with her at many films, and she's an outstanding editor with a great sense for storytelling. And she's really pushing the boundaries what editing can be. And mm-hmm. I see her as a real film architect, as brilliant. And I'm also looking forward to see her next works.
We're pivoting again. Now we're getting a little bit more personal. What do you like most about yourself?
My attention for detail, I think. That would be something I really like and I can fall into.
Yeah. And what do you dislike about yourself?
So that's the funny thing, because I would say I get lost in details sometimes. Mm-hmm. So that slows me down. And yeah, that's something also where I think sometimes I don't like
okay. This
happening too. So it's both.
Yeah, understandably. What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
What I tend to do is saying yes too quickly and not leaving enough time for myself.
Which random thing makes you happy?
The purring of my cat.
Do you have a life motto, or maybe a motto in general?
I actually have one. It's maybe a strange, but yeah, there's one sentence. Courage is found in unlikely places. So that would be definitely my motto.
And we're already at the last question, which, yeah, sometimes can be a bit tricky to answer, and which I understand. But who would play you in a film or series about your life?
If I could have a choice.
Yes.
Maybe Kaylee Spinney. She's a great, brilliant actress. I really love anything I saw of her.
And that was it. Thank you so much for joining us today, Billy. It was a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.